Time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana's Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser was in Shreveport yesterday, kicking off a week-long visit to North Louisiana. I caught up with him at a luncheon with the North Shreveport Business Association at the Northwest Louisiana Technical College and asked him about the purpose of his visit.
Well, one is to see how we can better engage and work to drive tourism numbers up here in North Louisiana, but also to talk about the private-public partnership in the state parks, hopefully bringing private businesses into the state parks to invest, but also give entrepreneurs an opportunity to invest in that state park, like horseback riding, where they might not have the land, but they got the horses. We'll let them move into our state park and offer horseback riding, lazy rivers, things that are really becoming big for travelers. We want private partners to do that in our state parks and share the revenues with us. It's an opportunity for them and an opportunity for us to bring money into this new foundation to relieve the burden of the state parks off the taxpayers of Louisiana.
The legislature has just come through a rather long process in getting the state budget and the sales tax extended a bit. What's your outlook for the future as far as the overall economy for Louisiana?
Well, I think we've got to roll up our sleeves and do more to help some of the smaller communities with all these empty warehouses, bringing small business back to communities. That's a long-term effort. But I think just because we got the budget fixed for the foreseeable future, we should still work on trimming the fat, and there's a lot of fat. We cut millions out of the state park budget. We now have two state parks making money for the first time ever, and we did nothing fancy. We just treat it more like a business. But we need is to not wait for another budget crisis, but continue to cut wasteful spending in government every year from here on out, and do more with the money we have.
One last question. You know, we are embroiled in a tariff situation, and the Chinese government has issued travel warnings to their citizens about coming to the U.S., sort of a retaliatory PR campaign, it seems. What's your outlook on that? Do you anticipate any blowback from such things?
Well, we've got to monitor the situation. We saw a 37% increase in international visitors last year, and those are the visitors that are staying long and spending more money and visiting places like the Chenault Museum. We actually have a trip planned to China this year because young Chinese want to come to America and go where movies were shot and where people were shot, like Bonnie and Clyde. So we're taking a movie trail to China. We're hoping that this is a kind of throw it out there, let's sit down now and negotiate, and that the president will work this out, because it will have a negative effect on our farmers and on our tourism industry if it stays like it is for very long.
Any other parting comments?
No, I'm just excited to be up here. I love North Louisiana and the passion that people have for improving the quality of life up here. So if we can drive more tourists up here, they will come back just because of the way the local people treat them. They treat them like their family.
That was Louisiana's Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser during his visit to Shreveport yesterday. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.